Have you ever wiped out your history?
Yeah, literally got a cloth and wiped out the record of what you'd done in the past so that it would never be able to be reproduced again. Yeah, that's what I'm actually doing. I'm wiping out my own personal history. And it's tough. It really is hard. It's physically back-breaking. I've got a whiteboard in my office and I've got a cloth in my hand, and part of the cloth is wet because I was having such difficulty. I decided I would try to see whether it would come off if I had a slightly damp cloth, and it doesn't. But basically, I'm having to put real backbone into rubbing out the name of Tony Corrigan, who won't be listening to this. And I'm having to wipe out something called invoice beside it. You know, and there are loads of these people on the board. And, you know, my whole history of that period of my life is being wiped out. Thank goodness, you know, thank goodness. And the sooner I clear it off, the happier I'll be. I'm going to sit down just for a second to explain to you the context in which I'm doing this, because the context is significant. I'm at a turning point in my life. One day I decided I'd take down paintings from this wall in my office and I would put a whiteboard up. Now, it's a big whiteboard. It's something like, I don't know, 3 yards by 2 yards or something like that. And I had misgivings because aesthetically there's a big clash between a large whiteboard and the rest of my office, which is basically a library and has works of art on the wall as well. But it isn't entirely covered in works of art. But this whiteboard was a sort of real business type thing put in the middle, and I used it, I used it to write down the number of business projects I was working on, and in fact I see 10 of them here with numbers and a number of others that don't have numbers, and I basically use it to put down so I could see in a blink of an eye where I was in relation to my business projects, who owed me money, who I owed stuff to, you know, as a bit like a profit and loss account where are you at, or, you know, assets and liabilities, I suppose. But anyway, there's the point. I used it in that way, and I wrote it up, and I had a green pen, and I had blue and red. I think they're the main colours I used. And it took a while to put together. Well, not that long, really, but... And it was done... It must have been done well and truly completed before January 2011. I would say it was done in the autumn of 2010. And it was a bit of real organisation into my life. And it was useful. And it was going to be a very useful tool for managing my use of time. And where I placed my focus as well. So that was all very well till I got hit by a extremely unpleasant bout of severe depression, which I have blogged about before and spoken about in Audioboo. But basically from January 2011 till the autumn, 12th of October to be precise, I left society, and consequently the board didn't get touched, and the board has been there, and I've been well now since October of 2011, and I have not wiped the board clean until now. So it's taken me from October till March, I guess that's about 6 months, it's taken me 6 months of coming in and out of this office, which I don't use as often as I might think I would like. You know, I'm an outdoor person, really. I go into cafes to work. But anyway, the point about it is that this is my lonely, quiet space here, from which I sometimes do Skype calls. But the point about it is that I've had 6 months of this stuff hanging over me. And today the other day I started on the job of cleaning it off, and today I'm trying to finish it. Well, I left 95% of it when I realised how hard it was. And to give you the flavour of it, it takes me about a minute to get rid of the word invoice, right? It takes me a minute of right-handed pushing and with this cloth to get rid of the word invoice. So if it takes me that long to get rid of invoice, and I've got about 10 or 12 of these invoices here, actually at the moment I seem to only have about 4 invoices and left, and 2 of them are green and 2 of them are red. But then I have 11 clients and best part of 16 clients to scrub out too, and though this is a pain in the blooming neck, so I am resolving that next time I will make assurance doubly sure that the pens I use on this whiteboard, and I'm not going to get rid of it, even though maybe I instead I'll make a virtue of the fact that it clashes with the patina of the room, if you like. Anyway, that's what rubbing out history means to me today on St. Patrick's Day. Getting rid of the past that has hung over my left shoulder as I sit in this office. And it is tremendously symbolic because it does actually mean that I have the strength today to face the past, face up to the uncompleted projects that are here and the one or two uncompleted invoices. I'm facing this. So thank you, Julian Smith, author of The Flinch, which is the best book I have ever found for dealing with procrastination. 35 pages available free from the Kindle store. Julian Smith, co-author with Chris Brogan. Do it. And this is a bit like going in and breaking a cup, smashing a plate, throwing it against the wall, except it's much, much bloody harder. And finally, I've got rid of Corrigan the surname. Now, I've got an awful lot of people, even my current existing client, Inhan Guides is up here on the wall, and I'm going to wipe them out too, because I want a fresh start. I've got clients that are still with me, through thick and thin. Clients who have not rejected me, even though I failed to function in society. Clients who have been welcoming me back. I'm a very, very lucky man, you know that. And any of you out there who are in any way worried that if you get about a depression, everybody will disown you, regard that as nothing more than a thought, a feeling. Do not regard that as the truth. My experience tells me otherwise. Look, anyway, I love them. The past when I'm getting rid of it. I love it also because that's where I come from. And I love the past because I'm about to create it by living in the present. Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. Bye. Postscript, and this is the best bit of the entire audio, I guarantee you. Look, guys, men, I address this to you. Whatever you do, get into a relationship with a woman who's much more intelligent than yourself. That's my strong advice. Who is a much more a person of the world, who understands things much better than you. Because I certainly have benefited enormously by that in my life. I won't name how many more intelligent women than myself I've had dealings with, but I tell you, an awful lot more than 1,000. So let me tell you this much, that I, at that point in the proceedings, I was exhausted and my wife came along. So I turned off the audio brew and I just said, look, will you mind having a go at this? So she had a go. And then she had to go for 1 second and she walked out of the room, went into the kitchen and came back a couple of minutes later with a packet of Dettol antibacterial cleansing surface wipes, non-bleach, no taint, no odour, kills 99.9% of bacteria and viruses and removes 90% of allergens, and it is bigger pack, better value. She took one of these things and she gave a little wipe to the board and everything came off. I now am getting, you know, my access to a gin and tonic has increased dramatically because I'm now able to remove a whole client in about 10 seconds. So I will, I have been, you know, typical man or typical me. Like, I've been trying to do it myself. So instead of actually going on Twitter and saying, how should I clean my whiteboard? What should I use? I thought I'd do it myself out of my past experience. I used my existing level of knowledge and it let me down. It led me to doing it the slowest imaginable way. Anyway, there we are, folks. That's it. Dettol to the rescue. But more importantly, to the men, I say, you know, because I can only speak to, I can speak to women too, I suppose. Anyway, look, I just say, rely on other people. They're invariably more intelligent than myself. Bye-bye.